Growing a business is hard. And I know I have many episodes on this podcast where I talk about the easy way because entrepreneurship and growing a business is so hard. I'm always looking for what is the easiest way to solve this problem? What is the easiest path to visibility? What is the easiest way to get in front of ideal clients and invite them into a conversation so that they can do business with you? But I don't often talk about what a rough road it was for me. And transparently, it took me a good 5 years before I came even close to my corporate salary. And so if you're thinking about making the leap to entrepreneurship and you're thinking that you'll replace your corporate salary in the first year, I want you to think again and be sure that you have a cushion in place. Something that either you're working part-time or you have a package that is going to sustain you for the next 18 months to 2 years, or you have a partner who says, don't worry about it, honey, go out there, do your thing, and I'll take care of us while you launch your business. If you don't have that, you have a rough road ahead. So in this episode, I wanted to invite you to a training that I'm delivering in just a few days. It's called Reliable Revenue Secrets. It's how I have created a framework for the simple path to business growth, the simple path to success, so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And I talk to a lot of consultants and coaches who are burnt out, who are literally thinking it would be easier to go back and get a corporate job at this point. And I don't want that to be you because I know the rewards on the other side. I know the freedom of being able to work when I work, being able to work with who I want to work with, being able to choose the work that I do, being able to work wherever I choose. And sometimes I literally pinch myself in the morning because I can't believe that I get to create ideas, I get to teach people how to launch businesses, and I actually get paid for it. And I get paid well for it. And I'm grateful for that. And I want that for you too. So I'm breaking it down for you in 5 days. I'm sharing with you my predictable growth framework. And there are 4 parts of that. One is understanding your services value ladder. What is the problem that you solve in the world? And what is the journey that clients take once they decide to do business with you? Part 2 is how to create sales conversations that convert. You know, so how do you create the right content? How do you get in front of the right people? And how do you price your services so that you're well paid, but they're also easy to sell? So how do you sell? I would rather sell five engagements for $25,000 than sell 125 engagements for $1,000. You know, it's just so much easier to sell something that has a high ticket value and that delivers a high value result for your client. So that's one thing that we're going to talk about is how do you develop the products in your portfolio that follow your customer journey, that have you working with fewer clients over the long haul at higher fees than working with hundreds of people for very little money. The second thing we're going to talk about is the pricing. The third thing we're going to talk about is how you develop a warm lead stream. And so many people have leaky lead buckets. You have so many people who are following you, who are in your ecosystem, but you're not engaging them in conversation. And so you're leaving money on the table. And you're not prioritizing your time in the right way. So on day 5, we're going to talk about the CEO 90-day growth plan. And that is, how do you prioritize your time? How do you focus your energy? What is your return on energy for the projects that you're working on? Because it's so easy to make fake progress, to do things that feel like you're making progress in your business, but actually don't have any return on effort or return on investment. So that's what I want for you. But I also wanted to talk about the inside of my journey. So it took me more years than I want to admit to pass six figures in my business. And it was actually three to be exact. And never mind replacing my corporate salary, because that took 6 years. So as you look at the road ahead, know that you will not be an overnight success. You will often feel like you don't know what you're doing. You'll have to learn new skills like sales, marketing, and persuasive speaking. There'll be times when you sweat about money. There'll be times when you're going to wake up at 3 a.m. in a cold sweat, wondering where the money is going to come from. You know, there may be times when you feel like you're living on financial fumes, that there's your checking account is dwindling faster than new clients are coming in. And there'll be moments when you'll feel like an imposter, when you question your choice and say, what am I doing here? Who do I think I am that I thought I could take my skills, launch a business, and get paid for it? This is so much harder than I ever imagined it will be. Your friends and family might question your choices, and you might feel guilty for putting your family at risk. And you'll soon start scanning the job ads just in case. And you'll grow emotionally and spiritually as you navigate each new turn and overcome these new obstacles. Entrepreneurship is a spiritual journey, as you've likely heard me say before, and it will test your mettle. It will force you to see yourself in a new light. You will be taking risks that you never imagined that you'd be taking. And you'll be learning new skills and learning to trust your intuition and trust your instincts in a way that you never have before. And you will be successful. You will grow a thriving business. If you are resilient, you will surprise yourself at how you took what was hard and made it easy. There's no one right path to business ownership that works for everyone. Your path is uniquely your own, but no one gets there alone. And that's why I create all these trainings, why I've created all these training programs, why I created this podcast, because it's a lonely road. It is very isolating. Entrepreneurship is isolating. Sometimes you feel like there's no one there to support you, or you don't know where to turn. And that's why hiring the right coach is so important, surrounding yourself with a cohort of the right people who are at different levels than you, who can give you a different perspective. We just got off the Standout Webinars call. So Standout Webinars is an 8-week course that I offer 3 times a year on how to create a talk that converts. And that's the basic premise. It could be a webinar, you could be a keynote on the stage, you could be running a workshop, but how do you deliver great content, invite people to take the next step and work with you, and turn that on whenever you want to? So that's one of the things that makes revenue growth reliable in your business, is when you know what those sales triggers are and they're in your control. But anyway, I digress. We crowdsourced webinar content for everyone that was in the room. We had about 8 clients in that Zoom room. Everyone had a core premise of what they wanted to talk about in their webinar, and we crowdsourced the content. And it was phenomenal, because you take for granted how simple it is to do a webinar, but it's not. Not if you're doing a webinar that actually results in money in the bank. You want to be able to engage, you want to be able to educate, and you want to leave enough value on the table for people to take the next step and raise their hand and start working with you. So I have worked with 6 business coaches over the last 10 years, and all were fantastic and helped me in ways I could not have imagined. And they got me places I could not have gotten to on my own. So if you have recently left corporate to start a coaching or consulting business, don't struggle alone. It's not worth it. There is a better, easier way to make an impact and be well paid. And it's not by following someone else's cookie cutter formula. It comes from discovering your unique genius and form of expression and standing out because you are different. And if you want to learn how to take what's hard and make your business growth easier, If you've been at this for a few years, maybe you're consulting and you're burning out, you have no more time, you have no more hours, you have no other way to make more money because you're sucking up all the hours in the day that you have and you're still not making enough. Or if you're a coach and you're struggling in getting beyond the one-on-one clients that you have or charging by the hour or these tiny packages. So I want to help you command more money for the services that you're offering. I want to help you get your marketing lined up. I want to help you get your pricing lined up. And I want to help you make marketing and selling your services easier than it feels right now. So Reliable Revenue Secrets actually starts November 7th through 11th. So you only have a few days to sign up. The link is thegreatdoover.com/secrets. You can learn all about the content that we're covering in the 5 days we'll be together, and it's just 1 hour a day for 5 days. I will answer all of your questions. So I'll teach for about 20 or 30 minutes, and then we'll open up the mics. We'll all be in the live Zoom room together. You can ask me any question about your business, and I will be honest with you. I will give you my best advice. I will tell you what it will take for you to get to where you want to go. So that's Reliable Revenue Secrets. It's November 7th through 11th. We'll drop the link in the show notes. But bottom line is, it's thegreatdoover.com/secrets. Go there now and see what we're going to cover. Enter your email address and your phone number for text message reminders. And I'll see you there on Monday. You've got this. I've got your back. I want to make it easy. Take care, my friend.